Okay, so we ended last year with the special draft. We're saying that when there's a vav, it doesn't work with a klal or prat or klal, right? So it doesn't work as a klal or prat. The prat, therefore, if there's a vav in between the klal and the prat's coming to mosif. That was when it says vayelech lahem. So you might think klal or prat is only shemesh reyach. No, because of the vav ula shemesh is coming to mosif. Okay, now then we're going to be starting discussing the requirement of fish in the tab snapir of a kaskeset. I'm going to read you one little piece here to give you some background. The Rambam that makes a lot of sense. It says sheretz hamayim hanivra beborot of a shichin. If, however, and this is learnt from the drush and the pasuk, as we'll see in a moment, that it's only if they come out of, say, flowing waters like rivers and streams, do you have this requirement of having snapir of a kaskeset. However, if nivra beborot of a shichin or marot, so still water places, this is not like flowing or water. Harein atzurim, they are contained, and that's like if they grow in like a pond or something like that, or a kli, I should say, a fish tank. Umutar, and therefore you don't have the requirement of snapir kaskes in that situation. That's provided v'shocher v'shoteh v'enu nimna. Therefore, if you're having a drink from that water, you can just put your face down and drink from it. Vafalpi might, in that time of drinking, eat, drink some of those shratzim dakim. That'd be okay. However, men, ma'orim, when do we say that's the shlo piresh mimkomam bebriatam? That's when if they haven't been removed yet. So, in other words, you can't just start, breeding eel in pots and then take it out and want to eat it. That doesn't work that way. We're talking about is if someone happens to be drinking straight in, they put their mouth to the water and drink, and they happen to chop a couple of these things in, it's not a problem. Okay? If you took it out and put it back in, it's not going to help you anymore. Okay, etc. And he continues. If it goes to the side and falls back in again, okay, etc. Well, I'm not interested in that point at the moment. Now, the point of the Gemara is this brings a problem, Akasha, as follows. This is against the change we saw in the carbon edge towards the end of last year. That if someone eats from a kol asher lo snapir vakaskeset, okay, which is a klal, b'yamim uvenachalim. So the way we'd normally do the drash is if it was written b'yamim uvenachalim, which is that it's b'yamim or nachalim, these flowing waters, that you have this requirement of having a snapir vakaskeset. That's where we get to the conclusion of the Rambam. However, it seemed to be that Abba, the kasha that Abba Bar Zimna had is that in his Sefer Torah, it didn't say Biyamim. This is why the Korban explains it says Biyamim uveyamim uvenachalim. So you've got the extra vav before the prat. So he says, one second. So let's have a look again. If that's the case, in klal klal, you don't have a klal, but you have a ribuyim. So you wouldn't have this principle that is laid out from the Rambam. It would be not a klal or prat. It's coming to have ribuyim, including all these other things as well. So even in Caleb and the like. So the Gemara says, no, ela begin dekata vav, because it has a vav, because once you have a vav, it's no longer klal or prat. So Amar Rav Yochanan bar Mara, kol hen da'ana mishkach vav, anytime I find a vav in the Torah before the words u'bayamim, or I should say before the word b'yamim, ani machikle. That's not meant to be in the Torah. So that vav, that you're building a kasher on a vav, that's a mistake. Put it that way. Okay? So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avodama, sorry. Hayiti Omer, ma be'amim yu asurim in other words, you can't even have the vav. However, ma shebigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigig in these little ponds. Talmud Lomar, Mikol Asher B'mayim, even if you have that, even if you have the Vav in the Torah, it's not going to ruin things because Mikol Asher B'mayim is a riba to trying to say that like this the din that only applies in that situation. You can even have the Vav. Okay, let's continue. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, I explained that like the Korban and the Sharia Korban really in this piece, and also the Moshe makes a similar direction, but without the diukim that I gave across. Okay, let's continue. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rav Oshaya, Ha'omer lo Eliata, Machloket Rebi V'chachamim. Now, we already said before, if someone says, you are my God, to this thing, then it's it could be Chayv Mita. And the question is, if he does B'shogeg, would he be Chayv to make a Korban? Okay, because it's a Sukkaret. Now, what's machloket is a Rebbe in Chachamim? I'll show you in the Korbanen. This is Hachbir in the Bina Pritot. Someone's Megadef, you know he's Chayev. However, what if he did a Beshogeg? There he says Chayev Korban. Chachamim says Pturim. He doesn't know Chayev Korban. Why? Shnemar achati lachem leoseh bishkaga. Only if you do an action, then you bring a korban. If you did a prohibition, punishable karet inadvertently, yatzah megadef. Someone who curses, he's not doing a maisa. His dibur is not considered a maisa. It's not considered like it's not considered significant enough of an act to be chayev a korban. So the assumption of the Gemara at this stage is just as they argue ba megadef. So too in this situation as well. If someone says, says you are my God to this avodah zarah, and b'shogeg, however you understand it's shogeg in that context to be considered b'shogeg, the machlok whether that's considered ma'isa enough to be considered a korba. Any korba. Okay. The Gemara says, hishtachava la mahu. What about bowing? Is that considered a ma'isa enough or not? So Rabbi Yochanan says, tibra kol modin b'kfifa komachu chayv. He says, no, bowing down more of a ma'isa, so everyone agree bring a korban in case of a shogeg. Gemara says, "Well, mine bein ma'ale umorid komato. What difference between when moving your body up and down and moving your lips up and down? Ma bein ma'ale siftotav. So, in other words, it seems to be if you like a katra. So Rabbi Yochanan responds to defend his position. Girsa change. Ho il v'yeshno belev. That's a girsa change. That's what the korban says. Hachi pirushu v'dayak mitzvah habayis meis. You're right. Moving lips is also a meisa." However, Megadef Shani, Megadef is different. That it's got to do with like your intention in your heart when it comes to Megadef. That you want to curse a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? If you're saying uttering the words, we have no intention referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you called your dog by that same name and you were referring to your dog, then you wouldn't be chayv of mele b'shem amiuchad u'mekalel, then be patur. So the understanding, therefore, is that when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan says it's an action for sure. It's an action, right? Bowing, moving lips is an action. Why the Chachamim disagree with Megadef? Because with Megadef, the real hinges on something that's belev, and therefore that's the main piece of the puzzle, and therefore when it comes to shogeg, when the Torah says, oh, if you call us seh b'shkaga, that would exclude this situation where the critical piece is the osa and not something that's toy belev. Yes, Dov, you can ask.
So how can there be a shogeg then?
How can you be b'shogeg in that situation if it's taloy belev? No, in other words, the intention was that way, but some other shkaga associated with it. I'm not sure. Maybe he had he was in a situation where he thought he was mutar to do it under particular circumstances. Did he get through passport control? I've got no idea. You know, that type of thing.
Okay.
Veresh Lakish Amar, he says, actually, it's a machloket also by there as well. Meaning also by bowing, also by speech. In other words, why? Because Amar Abzira Kray Masayel Reb Veresh Lakish. Because his Torah Chat Yelachem Lo'oseh Bishgaga. Back to the pasuk we said before. In other words, yes, it might be a physical movement of one's body to bow or to move their lips, but it's not considered a maaser enough in both situations to be, or sef, like some sort of actual proper act, to mechayev someone a korban. That's so they're kon chachamim. That's machlok rachamim rabbi. Okay, next Mishnah. This is halacha yud. Hanotem is ala molech. Now, this is interesting about avodah zarah. It's actually a discussion whether it's an avodah zarah at all. But it's some sort of, the Torah makes reference to someone who passes his thumb to molech, that's passing through some sort of fires. Doesn't mean burning it, but passing through fires. That's also one of the things that chayav mita. We're going to discuss in more detail as we go along. So, enu chayav, he's not chayav, adshim misol le molech. You hand over to the molech. Molech doesn't mean to the avodah zarah, but to the komarim, to the priests of some sort. We'll discuss that in more detail in the Gemara. And then ve'avir, and then it is passed, the sign is passed through fire. Who's passing it through the fire? We'll get to that soon. Masal ha-molech, if you pass over the molech, but it wasn't passed through, the sign wasn't passed through fire, v'lo ivir be'esh, ivir be'esh, v'lo masar la-molech, or it passed through fire, but it didn't go through handing over the komar first, enu chayv ad shinso la-molech ve'avir, you need both those requirements there. Next, bal'ov zeh ha-piton ve'ha-medaber b'shichyo. So, Pitom, according to the Kormaneda, he says that's Shema Mechashef, some sort of some sort of witchcraft of some sort. Vamadeva b'shichyo is that's Ma'ale etamet mina aretz. It says Moshiv lo b'shichyo, some sort of necromancy, I think it's called, where you sort of bring up the dead to talk, and it's coming out of his armpit of some sort. The Bartanura says actually there are two different things. The pitom is when they got used to get a skull and get a skull to somehow of a dead person to speak. I'm not exactly sure, obviously. Vidoni, yidoni is another type of speaking with the dead, and that is, that's the Koranes says, is a chaya shishma yadua. It's some sort of animal, wild animal that's knows yadua. Umachrisim men, you take a bone from that, litoch biv in his mouth, person's mouth, over etz, and that etzim medaber mele, and somehow speaks through kshafim. It's a way of speaking to the dead of some sort. Okay, these are also things that one would be chayv skila for. Harei he'el b'skila v'nishal b'em ba'azara. So whoever is doing it is chayv, but someone who asks from it, in, like in, I guess involved in the process, is a lo taseh. Okay, we've got to work through in these cases. But we're going to focus first on the molech. Hadrim mezol molech. Azara lo ten mezol lo molech minayim. Where do you find azara again? Same pattern. That's mizrach lo ten molech. Karet, the punishment of karet associated. Why? Where is that? Bit of a gears to change here. Vichrat, because the pasuk doesn't say it exactly where the written in the Gemara it says, clearly, hichrati, he gets karet because he gave his child over to Moloch. It doesn't sound like it could be son or daughter, sorry. It says, onesh minayin. What about the punishment? Ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael min hagera b'Yisrael, shei ten mizar or a gift from his offspring la Moloch, mot yumat, ama aretz yigmoto ba'aven. So quickly you see the issue the punishment of skila is applied. Now, is it possible that you can, if your hand over doesn't pass through fire, mizaracha lo titen lahavir, to be passed through? According to the first understanding, this brayta, if it was in the context of some other avodah zara, he'd be chayav. Mizaracha lo titen lahavir lamolech davka. So this passing through fire being chayav is if it's for this type of avodah zara. Okay, now we're going to be qualifying or even bring different opinions later. Is what if the other Vodazaras, that's the way of worshipping it, for example? Well, clearly, would you be chayv? Would not be chayv? We'll get to that soon. And or what about if it's not its worship way of a Vodazara and you use that means of passing through the fire in front of this Vodazara as well? What would that be? But it seems to be here specifically, simple understanding is that it's referring to just Molech. Okay, it says, now, yachol afilu masara vila molech, some sort of passing shelo ba'esh without fire, yechayev. No, tamalom alom itza b'cham aver b'no, ba'esh specific, and how do you know, and avara. So there, that pasuk is, lo imitza b'cham aver b'no b'to, it's not talking about molech there. We're talking about havara, and havara, and that pasuk is talking about fire. And the gzera shava, ma avara shenei mala'ana ba'esh, af kan ba'esh. So you've got a quite clear understanding that this molech business has got to do with passing it through fire, specifically. Okay. Nimtza, you find therefore, Lolam enu chayav, this whole chiyuv is ad shimso ve'avir ba'esh lamolech. Specifically, all the requirements could be passing through. You got to sort of hand over the komar, pass through fire, and specifically for this avodah zara called molech. Okay. However, this next piece is interesting. It says Rav Nasa b'shem Rav Elazar lolam enu mitchayav ad shimsenu lekomarim, and let's pass it over to the komarim. Now, if you look, now I've paused deliberately here because you've got extra two words after vidne levi vareno. So to explain this, I'll show you here the korbanes. And the korbanet stops there. Shneimar v'zaracha lo titen la'avir, handing over to be passed through. Lo titen la'achirim, don't give it to other people for them to pass him through. V'stama de milta shamashim ma'averin le. So we're trying to understand the process here. What would actually happen? According to the korbanet, the father would come, hand his son over to the komar. Then the Komar would then take this child and pass it through the fire. That's what it seems to be, according to the Korbanator's reading. However, we've got two more words printed in the Gemara in front of us. It says, Vitlenu v'yirenu, that the father would take the child back and pass it through the fire. With me, so it's interesting here. I saw that the article points out, brings this to our attention. Seemingly, the Korbanator didn't have the extra two words. Because the Rabbans of the opinion is that exactly what would happen. Rabban al Torah. The father will bring the child to this, the Komarim. The Komarim will do whatever they do. They make this child designated for this process, however they would do so. The father would take the child back and then pass it through the fire. So that's what it's saying. If you have the Sipurim, the Gemara is, again, Lulam in Achim Sipur Komarim to do the whatever inauguration, dedication, the ceremony of whatever sort it is. Then Vietlanda, the father takes it back. Vavarenu, that's a simple reading in the Gemara. Okay, which is exactly how the Panei Moshe reads it, by the way. Adchim the Komarim, Amanat Laviron, condition to pass him through it. V'akach hachitlenu, he takes the child back. V'teng miyadam v'evarenu, hu ba'atzmo, levenoi, and he'll take the child, pass the child through it. Okay, now, Now the Gemara says, "Hevirob kedarko mahu." What happens if hevir kedarko? The understanding here is if the child just simply walks through between the fires. Would that work? So Tani haya moshcho umaviro. It seemed to be the father would drag or pull this child and take him through the fires. Mashma that if the child just walked through, that's not the process, that wouldn't be chayef. Next, Tani haeviro baraglo. So I tell you, missed the parts, right? I thought I missed a bit. No, haven't. Let's get it. Heviro kedarko. Mao tani tamashko pana. Tani haviro baraglo patur. As we just explained. Now, hevir atzmo patur. What if the person himself walks through the fire? He wants to pass himself through the fire. He'd be patur. Rebelaza Rebbe Shimon says mechayev. Now, which is interesting, because we just saw above that if the child walks through, it'd be patur. And now it's saying, if the person himself went through, now the question is, how can he be chayv if walking through the fires and not going to be chayv for? The Gemara is going to address that later. Okay, let's continue. Next, according to this understanding now, that if someone went, before we said it was specifically for a molech, right? But now it's saying, whether it's any other form of avodah zarah, you'd also be chayv. What Rabbi Yezah says, no, ein chayv ela lemolech bilvad. So to appreciate this, I want to read you the Korbanina. It says as follows. Echad shar avadogalim, she'avda bekach, that you worshipped in this way. Fafilu ein avodah bekach, even if he does this in front of, I don't know, Bal Po'or, that's clearly not worshipped in this way. If someone took their child through the fires in front of that, you'd still be chayv according to the first opinion. Kesavar, because the assumption here, and this is critical to understand the sugya, this opinion is that Molech itself was also an avodah zarah. V'lo tzarich kra, and therefore, why did the Torah have to single it out? Lo tzarich kra la'asura alav bekedarka bedika. Sorry, me'echa ya'avdu. Meaning, if it was avodah dabakach, another form of avodah zarah, obviously be chayiv if it's avodah dabakach, if that's the way it's worshipped. So therefore, not avodah zarah, if molech, I should say, if that's the way it's worshipped, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that you're chayiv if you do the process of molech. Ela lomar lechash imasa shelo kedarka chayiv. So that's a chiddush. In other words, I'll explain it one more time outside. According to the first opinion, he says, if you do in front of an avodah zarah, you do this molech process of passing the child through fires, of course you'd be chayev. How do I know be chayev? Because a molech is an avodah zarah. So why does the Torah have to teach me that if you do the worship of a molech in the way that it's worshipped, you're chayev? Obviously I know that. Any avodah zarah someone does in the manner in which it's worshipped, be chayev. So the fact he understands, the Tanakhama, if you like, the fact that the Torah singled out this whole process of molech to say that even by another avodah zarah, you'd be chayev if you use this process. It's a chiddush, okay? It's important to understand, because normally we say, what are the three ways one is chayev? Avodah dabakach, if it's the way it's worshipped, that random avodah zarah, or you bow to it, or you do one of the avodat pnim, or one of the avodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, according to him, the fact that Torah singled out molech to say if you use the process of molech, it'd also be chayev for any avodah zarah. That's a chiddush there. However, you've got the next opinion says, no, Rabbi Shimon says, Einu chayv ela lemolech bilvad. Why? Have a look now at the Korban Eidah. He says, Einu chayv ela lemolech bilvad, aval shelo lemolech patur. You do this passing through fire by another zara, irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. It's not a good thing, but it's patur. The molech dav ki ktiv kedar kebakach, belo mishum avadot elelim. In other words, as you alav, de me'ich abdu nafka. In other words, this second understanding understands the concept of Molech completely differently. Molech wasn't an avodah zarah. It was just some sort of practice that they had in Canaan at the time. Thought it was an avodah zarah. But the Torah says, okay, this practice, if you do this practice, the reason why the Torah had to single it out is because it wasn't an avodah zarah. It was just a minhag of the minhag amakim, if you call that, the practice of the Canaanim at the time. And the Torah says, I don't want you to do that practice, you'd be chayv skila for it. Okay? Fascinating, nafka mina. In terms of A, was Molech really avodah zarah or not? If it was, again, the Tanakam, the first opinion said, if it wasn't really avodah zarah, then in the chiddush of the Torah, by singling it out, is to tell me that any avodah zarah uses this process of passing for your chayv. The second opinion says, no, It's not a vezara bechlal. That's why the Torah had to single it out to tell us that even for a regular practice, some sort of minag that they did, you'd be chayv skillah for. Okay, very important piece. Now, by the way, when it comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, we have to understand, we're going to understand that a bit more in depth later on. The Gemara says, Eino chayv ele yotzei recho. Again, you'd only be chayv if one passed the offspring through son or daughter. Amar Yochanan taima de Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Why does he say this? Nach, this is lo yimtze b'cha begufcha. I mean, if not by, b'cha is in you, meaning from your body. Lo yimtze ma'avir, that you're going to pass a child of yours through it. Okay, v'chrati oto mekerav amo. Larabot shavada zara bikaret. That's to include other avodah zara. Now, other avodah zara bikaret, that's we've explained, if you do the avodah zara with this process of going through the using the molech, according to the first opinion, you'd be chay bikaret. So, what do we know avodah zara? Katei mekaramo. Okay, and just to show you the korbanos is tiva parshat molech trei zimne. It says it twice. It's mutar. That's why one is to include other avodah zara. Onesh minayin. How do we know you get it's a chiyuv mita again for this? Now he says asher yiten mizra lamolach mot yumat. That's a different not mizra and halamolach mot yumat. The korban has a different pasuk for that. There it says v'hu shevir atzmo. Now if you remember, we went back that if someone is mavir atzmo it'd be chayev. Because v'hu shevir atzmo lo baraglav who said, but isn't he walking it through? And we said if the son walks through, he's not chayev. So if the father's ma'avir tatzmo, how can we say a ma'avir tatzmo bichayev? And now, if you recall, that was opinion of, let's get this right. Yeah, that was the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon, once again. So the Gemara says, now skip the next line, I think it is. It says, ma'hu da'am Rebbe Elazar hevir baraglo patur. That's, b'hu da'avre mezakar. Meaning, what happened is he basically jumps through. So someone himself is marbir tatzmo through molech. When is he chayev? Not when you walk through, because walking through is not a process. And you know, can't pass yourself through. How do you pass yourself through? That's simply through jumping over. Okay, let's continue. Rav Bun Barchia by Kamei Rav Zira. Masar v'lo evir. If he just... Now, here's interesting, because we said before, the writer above, if you remember, when we first started the Gemara on this piece, that you need all the... You need all... Even of the Mishnah, we said, you need all three components. Masar... Ma'avir, it has to be specific ba'esh, all those three things. Now we're saying, what happens masar v'lo heviro? What if you gave him over to the komar to pass the child through? This is important. And they didn't pass the child through. Would you be chayev? So here, it says, that tafluk de dechizke v'Rabbi Yochanan. So let me just read the korbanet. It says, Tanya le'el, breiter de patul midichtiv mezar lo titen la'avir. However, pligi ba'chizkiya, Im ken Rabbi Yochanan de patur hatam yesh lechayev okan v'kasher lehach breita. And it seems to be like that kasher of the breita would be a kasher on him. But we'll see how it works in a minute. Palgun pligi tavach v'lo machar. Now the gears we have in front of tavach v'lo machar. I'm going to continue with that. Tavach v'lo machar. If you recall, we said if someone steals and then shechts, it says shechts or sells, right? He's chayev not just double for stealing an animal, but taking if it's a sheep or a cow, four or five times the ganav has to pay back the original owner. Okay, let's continue. Plomar tavach be'ma she'ef shalom limkor kagon she'ganav be'ma kodshim v'tavcha. Let's say someone stole a animal that you wouldn't be able to sell. For example, he sold a korban, so he stole a korban and shechted it. That's important to see that those the ingredients. I mean, it's important. He wouldn't be able to sell it. Chizki Amar, he's chayev. Why? Because lo ba'in at tficha. I don't need a tficha al manat limkor in order to be chayev. Ve'echadik at tficha, afagav de leta mechira, you be chayev. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no patur utvacho umcharoktiv, because it says tfo umacharol, kol hechadik le mechira ikle tficha, meaning because the Torah puts tvacho, slaughtering and selling it, meaning only if they're both in the realm of possibility could one be chayv for either or the other. The kolik and delay to mechira in the situation where you can't sell it, like the korbanan is saying now. For example, it's a kodshim, it's not yours to sell. Later, la tficha. Then you won't be chayv the four or five for shechting. To be a tficha al manat limkor. You need a tficha on condition to sell. Imken hachina michezkia lo darish lo titen al manat la'avir. Therefore, Chizkia doesn't require you to say, if you like, the mesira al matlavir, uba inan mesira v'havara. Therefore, you need both the handing over and the passing through. Ava masar afila manatlavir, then you'd be patur. V'Rabbi Yochanan darish lo titela manatlavir imken. He understands that they go hand in hand. So lo titen amanat lavir. So the handing over has to be la amanat lavir. Imken, if you just masar amanat lavir, if you hand it over on with the intent that the child is hand to be handed over, you'd be chayef. Which is interesting pshat now. In other words, I'll just explain it outside because I'm not sure if it was so clear the way I did inside. The question is, when the Torah says that one is chayef four or five times, does it need to be for shefting or selling, does have to be that they're both the realm of possibility. Meaning the shechita has to be almanat, if you like, to sell it. Okay? Chizkiah said they're completely not related to one another. Okay? So therefore, when the Torah says in our situation that it says someone hands over to in order to pass through the fire, they're two different things altogether. It's not almanat with in mind that it happens. No, it's not related to that at all. Therefore, just if you need both, you need handing over and you need passing through fire. Rabbi Yochanan understands that when the Torah says shchita, shchita has to be, the understanding is almanat limkor, understands that the handing over alone, almanat with intention to pass through fire, is enough on its own to mechayev a person. Okay, that's the way the Korban seems to me, the way Korban understands the sugya. Again, there are other readings of it. Okay, let's continue. Next. Rabba Barachira said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ra'a lashon chash limata Torah molech, kosh tamnichehu alecha afilu kisem afilu tzur. So, in other words, if you look at the wording, Va'ata koresh mo molech, kol shem lech alecha, and you call it molech, afilu lefisha, even temporarily, shim licha alecha, la'avir bincha b'echa b'chayev. In other words, the lashon, if you look at the words of the Torah, it refers to the molech, anything you mamlich, any you make it, like, even if it's a stone or a tzror or anything, and you treat like avodah zarah for this purpose, that's considered molech. Okay. This is what we explained before, that if, actually it's not so clear what this is, I'll explain why. What's this referring to? Rav Nasa says, in other words, we're including other avodah zarah in the punishment of karet. So Rav Nasa says, b'shem Rav Elazar, l'rabot avodah zarah levanim ulevanot, adding la'avot ulimahot, which is what the Korbanator adds here. The Tani, it says, achad molech v'achad shar avodah zarah, bein sh'avda avanim v'adam, bein sh'avda avot ubimahot chayev. Now that's very interesting, because we said before, the whole chiyuv of molech, if someone passes a child through the fire. But I'll read the Korbanator, which is important here. Zavachi porosho, hada meaning v'ichrati, now we've got this extra ribui that we mentioned before of including other avodah zarah bekaret. He says that's Rebbe Elazar of Shimon Amra. Okay, v'hachi kama la'rabot shar avodat elilim avodah zarah. That is shechayev karet afilu. That's trying to teach you it's different in the sense that but ma'avir avot imaot. That the difference when it comes to other avodah zarah is that if that you'll be chayv even for passing other relatives through, one's parents. Dichtibach grava samtiani et panai be'ishahu uve mishpachto hainosh to be a chamishbo, any member of his family. Ava b'molech, when it comes to molech, in chayav ela what? Banim u'banot. Interesting take, the sugi the Kohenet says. Dichtib, lo imtza b'chama ve b'novito. The Tanya nami hachi b'shar v'dat alim says chayv af al avot imeot. So what we're learning from the pasuk at the moment, it seems to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, is that when we're including other avodah zarah in the picture, it is different to regular molech. Molech in a chayv, you pass your children through, but because of the ribui says umishpachto, when it comes in front of other avodah zarah and you're doing this molech, it's going to you be chayv even for passing a parent through the fire. Okay, we need, this is a little bit work to understand it. What are we saying this? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, that's Rebbe Zira says b'she'ein avodad lakach, aval imay tavakach patu. So let me explain this. It's an important piece to finish the sugya because we're sort of it's a bit grey area. What are we talking about this stage? When you're including other forms of avodah zarah, what in what context is it? Is it that they also pass people through fire, or is it not? So what Rabbi Zeira is saying now, b'she'en avodah kach, that's when it's not the avodah, that's when you chayva. If it's avodah the kach, then you're patur. What do you mean? When you think the opposite, it says no. Had the mechayv kovaneta says the Rabbi Zeira b'shavodah elilim ba'amavir ba'esh. That's dafka b'shelok adarka. That's when it's not a normal way. Aval shar avodah elilim. But if it's their derech to pass through the fire, then you be patur. Why? That's how he's understanding Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. If you remember, Rabbi Shimon says, what did he mean, ele molech bilvad, before? It means, im avodatabakach. If avodatabakach, for some reason, the Torah says, no, the Torah singled out molech, according to Rabbi Zira's understanding, singled out molech to say only if molech, this process of passing through fire b'chayv, any avodah zarah, that even if that's the technique they use, you know, that's why it singled it out. Ah, now we included avodah zarah in a different statement. That's talking about ein avodah zarah. So I'll just keep reading. That was kedarka, like I just pointed out. However, the second opinion is different. Amar Rav Hila, afilu avodata lekach chayev shtayim. So to explain this, and we'll continue from this debate from Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Hila next year, I'll read the Korbanet one more time. He says, no. Afilu b'kedarka chayev ale afilu b'shar avodat elilim. Then even in b'darka b'kach, even if you got some other mishiga avodah zarah, they would also pass children through fire for it. So therefore, what is the chiluk the Rebbe Lazar Bishimot said before? Dafka molech bilvad. How do we understand that? You know, he says no. Ela shebezechilek, but molech enu chayv ela achat. You only chayv once. One chiv. Aval b'shavodim im avodata bebani ubanot ve'avda be'avot ve'imaot. And you also worship it with, if you like, father or mother instead. Chayv ala shtayim. You chayv once, twice. Achad mishum avodah zarah, v'achad also mishum molech. That's the difference. V'achi brusha the brayter of the Shimon. Now we're understanding. Omer enu chayv ela molech bilvad. What does it mean before when we said he's only chayv molech bilvad? Lo de pato, it's not the pato shabbat in the gamri, ela b'molech enu chayv ela al yotzei rechol. That, as we pointed out just above in the brayter, that for molech you only chayv for one direct offspring. For other types of avodah zarah, the chayiv also be chayiv mishum molech in inverted commas. If also because the riboy mishpacha, like we said, ela al avotimot. So another second way of understanding is, let's go to machlo again. Reb Zira says initially says no, if it's a kabakach only chayiv molech. That's what the Torah singles out. Ah, avodah zarah. If it's not avodah zarah, that's not the derech. That's when the Torah is like the mishpacha is merabe. But the fact you sing out molech, say dafka b'molech chayv is avodah d'abakach. What we're learning now, according to now Reb Hill is saying, no. What's the din? He's saying that when it says enu chayv l'molech bilvad, that's saying the difference in molech and avodah zarah, even b'avodah d'lakach, is that b'molech chayv mishum what? Mishum only children being passed through. The other avodah zarah, you'd be chayv passing one's parents through. So therefore, if someone passed their parents in terms of, in the context of an avodah zarah, you'd be chayev for shum molech and avodah zarah for passing one's parents through the fires. Okay, so we'll pick up from here next week.